Bucher on Yerzayin Amar Aleph. Hirchik is a sichuch min adifono shlosh tfachim tzu. If the schach is not within three tfachim of the walls, so it's possible. There's air space. Because then the walls and the schach have no connection to each other. Bayish and nifchos, the sichuch al gavov, and yesh min akos, the sichuch arba amos psula. You have a room that the ceiling opened up, got broken through. There's a space in the middle of the room. If there's not four amos to either any of the sides, then the walls are considered part of the schach because of dofen akumba. But if there's four amos or more, it's possible. The chen chotzer shimukefes achsadra. Same thing goes with a chotzer that has an achsadra, is what's it called, boards that go around the outside of the house, and the walls of the house, the boards are less than four amos, and the walls of the, and they put schach in the middle of those boards. The picture is like this. You have houses, and the achsadra is this balcony, and the balcony is less than four amos, and the schach is in the middle, so the walls of the house become the walls of the sukkah. V'chein chotzer sukkah gedola shekifua b'dover shem esachim bo, or a third possibility, you have a big sukkah, and you put schach, that's something that's possible for schach, right, like metal poles on the edges. In yesh tachtov arba amos psula, if underneath those poles there's four amos, then it's possible. And you don't count the thickness of the walls, you count the space. So it has to be underneath. If there's four amos underneath, it's possible. If there isn't four amos underneath, so then it's a dofen akuma. Then all the schach possible on the sides becomes part of the wall. Okay. Rashi, hirchik asichuch min adfonos, la begova komer. We're not talking now height, because the walls don't have to reach the schach in height as long as they're 10 tefachim high. Ela b'moshcha, talking on now on the area of the schach on top of the sukkah. Psula da'aver posel b'shlosh afilu min atzad, because a space passes 3 tefachim even on the side. U'mikan ani omer u'meforish hoda amrinam shebeschach posel min atzad amrinam dofen akuma lahachshir arba amos haynu dechashvin l'schach. Rashi says, from here I learned that the halach of dofen akuma is that the wall is considered like it's a right angle. It curves over, and that's how dofen akuma works. And therefore, if there's a space of 3 tefachim or more of air, you can't say that. There's nothing to curve over. That's why it's possible on the side, by avir, even 3 tefachim. The eni mefarish ronis hadofen kilu akum v'holech tachas haschach posel. We don't say the idea is that the halacha Moshe Sinai is that we look at the wall that's there as if it is pushed in towards the schach. But adarav, we look at it as if it's curved over and the top part, it becomes part of the wall. But not that if there's less than 4 amos, the halacha is that we consider the wall moved over up to 4 amos. Because if we look the wall moved over, what difference does it make if it's air there or if it's schach posel? U'magiyav eschach kosher, motzi esapsul min asukah, dimkein gabi aver nomi neimahachi. And the other Rishonim learned, in Erchinami, it means that the wall moves over, but the halacha Moshe Mishinah was only said where there's something solid, not where there's space. But Rashi says it has to work somehow metzias-wise also, and the metzias could work the second way, even with air. The first way can only work with something solid. Bayish and nifchas v'sichech, gagol nifchas b'emtzo. The roof caved in the middle. Rochok min atfonis l'chol tzad. Far away from the walls on all the directions. The sichech alapchas b'emtzo. You put schach in the part that caved in. The nimtza tikras habayish yipsula mishum tasav lomino osi matsekes bein defonos l'schach kosher. And there's the roof of the house separates between the schach and the walls of the house. So if there's 4 amos, it's possible. Less than 4 amos is kosher. Im yesh min asichu hakosher l'kosel dalad amos possible. Ba'arba amos lo nemer lamosh misin adofen akuma. 4 amos or more, there's no dofen akuma. Pachos, but if it's less than 4 amos, it's kosher. Halach lamosh misin I roin tikras habayis ki ilu he hadofen shenekom lamala. We look at the roof as if it's part of the wall. The ein kan schach pasul it's lasuka. Lo yishon tachazeh. However, you can't, what's it called? So there's no more schach pasul, there's just walls. But since it's a wall, you can't sleep under that part. The chain chotzer muketas achsadra. Kol chotzer shebashas lifnei habatim. Chotzer is in front of the house. So you have this courtyard in front of the house. The habatim psuchen lo. And the house is open into the courtyard. Chotzer zu muketas batim mitocha upsuchen lo sovid megimel ruchoseho. And the courtyard, has, there's three courtyards, three houses, and three courtyards, right? So the houses now form three walls around the inside of the courtyard. And over the courtyard, they made boards of achsadra that extend over the chotzer. There's no wall, what's it called, on the chotzer side, down from the achsadra. The only wall is the wall of the house. The yeshale atikra, and it has that achsadra, is a balcony. And you put schach on the middle part that's opened, that's formed by the boards of the achsadra, and the walls of the house will be the walls of the sukkah as long as they're not 4 amos away from the schach. The ein dofen l'sukkah zu ela mechitzas habatim hafsikos bein batim achsadra. The nimtza tikras achsadra mafsekes sovi bein schach l'defanos. Comes out the boards that form the achsadra separate between the walls of the sukkah and the schach. Im yesh barocha v'achsadra dalad amas psula. So if the achsadra is 4 amas wide, it's possible. Pachos mi 4 amas k'sheira damrin dofen akuma. Dugma l'dover, Rashi, if you want to know what this looks like, is a cloister. B'loshen Ashkenaz, shel eze umos heim hagalochin, cloister of priests, used to have an achsadra like this. Sheesh la aver, sheesh ba asovin, the hekech achsadra sovid la. Must have had this in cloisters. They built them like this, where they had some kind of, what's it called, like a, not a gazebo, but what they have in the back of houses with whatever. Okay. Sheki fuwa sivvu sovid la somuch with funus, v'dover makabal tumor. Another possibility, you have a big sukkah, and around the edges, you put things that are not kosher with schach. Put, what's it called, metal poles. V'emtza nosan haschach kosher. In the middle, you put schach. So, im yeish tachas haschach posel dalet amas, if underneath the area that you put the posel things for schach, there's 4 amas or more, it's posel. Af haschach kosher, lefi she'en l'mechitzos. Then the sukkah has no walls, because the walls are separated from the schach more than 4 amas, or 4 amas or more. Pachas mikang sheira damrin dofen akuma. Okay. Versus kol hani lomali. Why do I need all three examples of dofen akuma? It's all basically the same thing. Right? The first example was where the roof of the house caved in. The second one was where you have the achsadra. And the third one was where you put things that are posel on the edges of the sukkah. Versus diashmin and bayashinivchas mishum dahani mechitzas labayas adiva. Right? The chiddush is that if I only had the case of the roof of the house that fell in, there the walls were made for the inside. So maybe there you say dofen akuma, that what's on top is considered the wall of the sukkah. But by the achsadra, the walls weren't made for the achsadra, they were made for the houses. They're the outer wall of the house. Maybe there you don't say that it curves outward because the wall wasn't made for the outside. That's why you need that case. The Iashmin and Hani Tarte, if you heard these two cases, Mishum the Soch and Stach Kosher, over there, the lemaisa, the boards in the roof, and the boards on the Achsadra are really kosher for Schach, but they're just Tasa Velomano Osri. They weren't put up for the sake of Schach. But lemaisa in Mitzias, they're kosher for Schach. So maybe you only say Dofen Akuma by something that is possible to be schach, even though right now it's tasa v'lo menasi.
You can lift those boards up and put it back down to the side.
Yeah, yeah. as long as there are vents. How wide? They're not four amas. Depends what's it called. Me ikar hadin, right, from the Torah, they're kosher for schach. But the Rabbanan, they're possible because of gzeris tikra, whatever. But me not Torah, they're kosher schach. Aval sukkah gedola, shekifua bedover shein masachin bo, right, the schach a schach posel hu, emalo. And I might think, though, if it's something that is impossible to be schach, right, it's not just that it's tasa v'lomen ha'asri. Sricha. Therefore, you need that case, too. The Rechonim have an interesting shaila. If you have a wall, okay, that on both sides, there's what's it called, you have two sukkahs that are separated by a common wall. And on both sides, there's chach posel or whatever, right, and less than four amas. So do you say dofen akuma both ways? If the wall curves this way, it doesn't curve the other way. So maybe this sukkah is kosher and that sukkah is not kosher. Right? Or maybe not. The wall can curve both ways. The only time I don't know what the shaila is. Because you don't have to say the wall curves one way or the other. You can say half the wall curves this way, half the wall curves that way. You can always take a facade of the wall, right? That since halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai, you can make it that part of the wall is this way and part of the wall is that way. It's lav dafka. The ma'aser halacha is it's good either way. Okay. Omar Rav Otsi Rashi. Kohani lama lilashmein and dofen akuma beklas bovi masnisa. Why do I need to be given three examples of dofen akuma? It's all basically the same thing. Lishne chad lashmein lekula. Tell me one, and I'll know all the other ones are the similar. Yishum dahani mechitzas labayis adida. When it comes to the achsadra, the mechitzas weren't made for the sukkah; they were made for the houses, they're the outer facade of the houses. Lios dofen labayis zeh. Vary abayis nasa sukkah. The case of the house, the walls are made for the house, and the house is the sukkah. So maybe that's when you say dofen akuma. But by the case of achsadra, the walls of the achsadra were not made for the achsadra, they're made for the houses. They just happened to form walls for the achsadra too. El labayis, hilkach lekel lememra, tikras achsadra, kimis tefonis, haloluhi. Therefore, maybe you don't say that the wall curves outward because it wasn't made for the outside, it was made for the inside. And if I only had these two cases, I would say both of these, the schach that's possible is really kosher, except in the situation is now it's possible. It's a type of material that you could use theoretically for schach. The reason that it's possible is because it wasn't put up for the same schach, or because of gzeris tikra. Whatever the reason is, it's not because it's not the kind of material that can be used for schach. Avodavr she'en esachim bo shumin psapossel, but something that's not the material that could even possibly be schach, emelo lichashri adeyakum. Maybe that doesn't work. Delver nakuma. Kamash v'lon, even there. Okay. Omar Rav, Ashkechasinu the Rabbanan Devei Rav, Diyasvi the Kaamre. Rabba said, I found the Rabbanan, who were Talmidim of Rav, that they were learning the following. Aver posel b'shlosha, schach posel posel b'arba'a. Okay, that Aver posels three tvachim in the middle, and schach posel posels with Arba tvachim. Okay, four tvachim is schach posel, and three tvachim is avir. V'aminu lehu, ano avir de posel b'shlosha minolachu. How do you know that avir posels with three tvachim? Okay, disnan. Hirchik es asichuch min adefana shlosha tvachim psula. You learn it from our Mishnah that if you separate the schach from the walls, three tvachim of air, it's posel. So from that you learn that three tvachim of air pasul everywhere, what's it called, on the side and in the middle. Schach pasul nami lo litzel ele barba'amos. If that's the case, then why don't you learn from our Mishnah that schach pasul doesn't pasul except arba'amos. Because just like on the side, right, it's arba'amos, and the middle should also be arba'amos. In order to have schach pasul, should have to have arba'amos. Just like you learn the middle from the side by avir, learn the middle from the side by schach posel. Disnan bayish and nivchas v'sich al gabav im yesh bein asichuch lekosel da'or amas psula. V'omreli bar mino dahi d'ravu shmuel amri tarvayu mishum dofen akuma nagu bono. That's not because Shach Pasul doesn't Pasul less than Arba Amos. That's because special halakha Moshe Sinai of Dofen Akuma. Right? So it's not because the Shach Pasul doesn't Pasul till Arba Amos. It's because till Arba Amos, the special halakha Moshe Sinai on the side of Dofen Akuma. There's nothing to do with Shach Pasul. The Mela in the middle where you can't say Dofen Akuma, Shach Pasul Pasul's with Arba Tvachim. And the reason it's Arba Tvachim is because it's a it makes a separation. Four Tvachim is a Mokum Chashuv, and it makes a separation. And Avir, anything more than Lavud is Chashuv, and therefore it makes a separation. Gemara says, V'aminu lehu, and I said to them, Ma ilu ika Shach Pasul, Pachos me Arba. According to you, what happens if you had Shach Pasul less than four Tvachim? Va'aver pachas mishlosha, and next to it was some air space that was less than three tvachim. My, right? You're going to tell me it's kshir, because there's not enough shach pasul, nor is there enough avir. Mal yo bishvudim, but if you filled up that air space with more shach pasul, right? My psula, it's going to come pasul. V'lo yehi aver apostle mishlosha kishach pasul apostle barba, comes out a very difficult thing. That if you left that space of air, and air is worse than Shach Pasul, because it pasels with three tvachim, where Shach Pasul is only four tvachim, according to you. It's a shear of harchaka, of how far it is from the, that there's a space. So if you have an air space less than three tvachim, next to a space of less than four tvachim of Shach Pasul, it's going to be kosher. But if you fill that space up with Shach Pasul, now it's going to be Pasul. That comes out that the air, which is worse than Shach Pasul, doesn't Pasul it, right? In other words, you have a space now of Shach Pasul and air, that's not considered a space, whereas if you filled it up, now it is considered a space. It seems to be a difficult thing logically. So they said to me that you hold that Arba Amos Pasul Shach Pasul in the middle. Yehachi l'didoch nami. The Amr Shach Pasul Pasul Barba Amos. Ma ilu ika Shach Pasul Pachos Midalad Amos. I can ask the same question on you. You have Shach Pasul less than Arba Amos. Okay? The Avir Pachos Mishloshen. Right next to it is a space of air less than three. So what are you going to say? It's kosher. There's not enough Shach Pasul to Pasul. There's not enough air to Pasul. Malya Bishvudim, he filled it up with Shach Pasul now, even according to you it's going to be Pasul. My Psula. Lo Yehavra, Apostle Bishlosha, Shach Pasul, Apostle Bi'arbamas. Same question on you. Tomorrow will, on the terrace, it goes into the next Amud, but the Gemara is going to say it's a very big difference between the two. Right? According to the Mandiomer, who says, Rabba, who said over here, that Arba Amos Pasul's in the middle, not four Tvachim. Okay, just like on the side, you need four amos of Shach Pasul to make it Pasul, same thing in the middle. Then it's a shear. There's a shear of Arba Amos of Shach Pasul, the side, the middle, it's all the shears, not Dofen Akuma. Because less than four amos is not Shach Pasul, does not Pasul, it's a shear. And Avir is a shear of three Tvachim. So then, what's it called? You don't have the shear. You don't have the shear. Neither, and they're not Mitzvarit, because the shearim are different. That's not a kasher. But according to the other Mandiomer, the reason that Arba Tvachim Pasuls is not because of a shear. The reason that four Amos is kosher on the sides is because Dofen Akuma. And the reason that four Tvachim of Shach Pasul Pasuls is because it's a hefsek. It's not a din of shear. It's a hefsek. And three Tvachim of Eir is also a hefsek. So then, if it's a hefsek, then why shouldn't it be Mitzvah? Now you have a hefsek. What difference does it make what it's made of? You have a four Tvachim at least hefsek. Right, so if you fill it up and you have four tvachim as a hefsek, what difference does it make if you don't fill it up and you still have a four tvachim hefsek? That's the why the kash is only on that man the omer, not on the other one. Okay, that's what Gemara is going to say tomorrow. Okay, let's just see the Rashi's. The Yashvi the Kamri Mishmei the Rav. The Talmid of Rav was quoting Rav. Avir posel kol asuka b'shlosha. Avir pasels the whole sukkah if it's three tvachim wide. Ushach Pasul Pasul is kol asukah bedalit, and Ushach Pasul passes the whole sukkah with four tvachim, right? And they said, why don't you learn from the side? Just like Avir passes on the side three, And Schach Pasul only passes on the side 4 amas, should be the same thing. He says, no, 4 amas on the side is not because Schach Pasul doesn't pass, it's because of Dopan Akumba. Kaloma Haraya in a Iker. The Rabbi Shmuel, the Amrei Tarvayo, Mishum Dopan Akumba Nagubah, the Hafshin. Over there, it's not because Schach Pasul is not less than 4 amas. It's because if you have less than 4 amas on the side, there's a special halakha moshin of Dofen Akuma. Davrin Dofen Hu, Velo Schach, Vein Kamsul. It's not Schach Pasul anymore, it's part of the wall. The Chiamrin and Biarbo can go into Emtsa Rochuk Menakosul Dalar Amas. Right? But we're talking what Schach Pasul would be anything farther from the wall, Dalar Amas from the wall, there it becomes Schach. It's not Dofen Akuma anymore. There it's Schach Pasul. The evil Yochel Levatlai, the Akim is Dofen, and Imtsa Chotz Besukah Ben Kosher LeKosher. And from there, 4 Tvachim already passels because it's separate. It's a separation. It separates between the wall and the Schach Kosher. The Arbo having Mokum Choshu V'Yos Chatzitza, and 4 Tvachim is considered a Mokum Choshu. Okay, and anything more than 3 Tvachim of air is also a Mokum Choshu. V'Aminu Lehu Anot Shuvah LeDivreiv. I said, I'll prove to you that what it can't be, that 4 Tvachim should passel because of Schach Pasul. Ma ilu ikas Schach Pasul pachas mi'arba, va'aver betzido pachas mi'shloshim. My amrisabe, what would you say? Ksheira, the lekha shir Schach Pasul. Right, how could that be? But if you filled it up, mal yulahishi urabishu, if you filled up that airspace with something pasul, it'll now be pasul. So it comes out that what normally should be less problematic is more problematic. Because Schach Pasul is less problematic than avir. And yet, if you leave it just with avir, it's going to be kosher. If you fill it up, it's going to be pasul. And if the whole reason is, like we'll see tomorrow, because it's a chatzitza, it's a separation. What's the difference if the separation in the mice in the end is 4 tvachim made up of avir and schach pasul, or the separation is all schach pasul? The also, if you filled it up with shvulim, the also schach behemishim mekabli tuma, the havi ba arba tvachim is schach pasul, mayam risu bei psula. Now there's a space of 4 tvachim between the schach and the walls. And before this, if you left it empty with avir, which is worse, it's kosher. The achshav shenepach lios kal nitzula. And now that it's more kal because you filled it up with schach pasul, now it's pasul. Lo yehi avir chomer sheposul begimul posul asuk azuk eschach pasul shu kal sheino nitzula barba. The air shouldn't be worse, shouldn't be better than the schach pasul. It's even worse. So if you have a tziruf of schach pasul and air, it should be for sure pasul. According to you, that everything depends just on the fact that it's a chatzitza, that it's a mokum chashuv that separates. Amru li ihach ledidach nami. So they said to me, if that's the case, you, according to you, is also a problem. The amr shir schach pasul dalar amas. You, all the shir of schach pasul is dalar amas. The less of the time of the masnis from mishum dofen akuma, you don't hold a dofen akuma. You hold the reason on the side why it's not pasul. If it's less than dalad amas, because schach pasul only pasul dalad amas. No difference between the side and the middle. There's no din of dofen akuma according to you. Elazehu shiura lifsol afilu b'emtsa. Avzu tshuvascha. Uma'ilu v'avir pachas migil. Listen, you said he asked the same question on you. Mara says, no, it's not the same question. Okay, first of all, where does avir or schach pasul pasul the whole sukkah? So Tosus over here explains it's talking where the avir or the schach pasul goes along the whole length or width of the sukkah and separates the walls in such a way that if you have 3-walled sukkah and you have either 3 tvachim of avir down the middle, right? So now you don't have 3 walls anymore because this side of the schach is separate from this side. So you have 1.5 walls on this side, 1.5 wall on this side. It's not a kosher sukkah. Or if it goes across the side, Tosa says, and according to one pshat, there's no hechsher sukkah on the side between the back wall and where the air goes or the pasul schach goes. So now even though you have 3 walls there, it's not big enough. And the other side, there's no 3 walls anymore because it separates between the back wall. You only have 2 parallel walls. But if the avir or the schach pasul would be surrounded by schach kosher, wouldn't go lengthwise or widthwise. Or there would be a sukkah ksheira up until that point where the went across the width. Then that part would be kosher. anything past that wouldn't be, because it's separated from the walls. But that part would be kosher. If Tosa says that there is what's it called, an area of schach kosher, a sukkah kshera, 7x7, in any place, and then there's avira, there's schach pasul, and it's surrounded by schach kosher, then that doesn't pass the sukkah. That area that has the schach pasul, you can't be under. But l'maisa, since it's all surrounded, the walls are still connected, and it's a good sukkah. Just that area in the middle is not kosher to sit under. But it doesn't divide the sukkah. And Tosfos even says that it's possible that even if there's not any place, one place that has the dimensions of a sukkah ketan, but there's never a place where it divides it completely, then the whole sukkah is kosher, even in that situation. Tosfos has another shaila. What happens if you have two tvachim of schach pasul and another two tvachim of schach pasul separated by less than three tvachim? Are they mitzvarif or not? Right? Because it could be that since the space between them is less than gimel tvachim, even without lavu, it's not a space that separates them, they're considered together. Right? Even without the din of lavu, we'll see in a second. But Tosa says that, on the other hand, if you had a schach pasul of three tvachim, and then one tefach of air, what's it called? Right. The avir would not be mashlim, you have avir less than three, and you have schach posel that is not four together. In other words, it's only four. You had two and one and one. Two schach posel, one schach posel, and a one tefach of air in between. There the air would not be mitzdarif to make it posel completely. That's for sure, because you don't say lavud l'chumra. That kind of lavud that makes something considered closed, where the thing is considered closed, that you don't say l'chumra. But the other lavud is where you don't consider that a space. Not you consider it filled up, but you don't consider it a space. That kind of lavud you do say l'chumra, Tosa says. And therefore it's possible that if you have two tvachim of schach pasul next to two tvachim of schach pasul with less than three tvachim in between, you don't have to say that that area is solid. All you have to say is that it's not considered a separation. The male of these two are mitzdarif, and you have four tvachim of schach pasul. But if you have to consider that area filled up, that's a special halacha l'moshe Sinai, that air becomes like filled up, that you don't say l'chum. That's what Tosa says, that that kind of lavud you don't say l'chumra, but the lavud of not considering it filled, but just not considering it a space of a hefsik, that lavud you say even l'chumra, because that's not a special halacha, less than three tvachim, it's not a space, but not necessarily filled up. That's how Tosa explains both of these halachas. Okay.